The question arises every year at this time, how best to celebrate National Squirrel Awareness Week. The citizens of Olney, Illinois have an answer. Count the squirrels. And in Olney, that means counting the albino squirrels because there are lots of them there. Olney claims to be home to the largest population of albino squirrels in the country. And this weekend marks the beginning of its annual squirrel census. Gwen Gassman is the director of the local Chamber of Commerce. She says keeping tabs on the number of these pigment-deficient rodents is important to Olney.
We've been counting them for 24 years, and we do the count the last three weekends of October, so this is going to be our first weekend.
And how do you do that? How do you count white squirrels?
Well, we make them all stand up in a line.
We give
them a number. No.
Excellent idea.
We start early in the morning, so we'll be starting our count at 7:30 in the morning, and then we divide the community into about 24 or 25 different areas, and then we have volunteers. They receive their packet, and it tells them what they're looking for. They actually go out and do this by on foot.
What happens if the squirrel, you know, runs across the park and you come around the corner? Might not you count it twice?
Well, that is possible, but see, that's why we do the count so quickly. So that's why we're only out there for 2 hours. And these squirrels aren't going to be ones that you're going to have to coax out. You're going to actually have to see them and keep moving. And I don't think that happens. But one way we've tried to keep that from happening is we count them for three separate weekends, consecutive weekends, and compare all of those counts.
I see. And why is it so important to get an accurate count? I mean, is it bragging rights?
Well, obviously there have to be a little bragging rights, but we like to know what's going on. You know, Olney does receive a lot of recognition. You called us, and we find that when we go anywhere, and I just finished a board meeting, and we were talking about this in our board meeting, we all have commented, no matter where we go, around our community, in our state, or outside of our state, you know, when you tell them where you're from, they look at you and say, oh, home of the white squirrels. And so it's very important to us to know what's going on with them and to see how the population is doing itself because, you know, there is a little bragging rights. We do claim to be the home of the white squirrels, and we believe that we have the largest population of squirrels.
And you'll get a new count on Saturday morning?
We'll get our first of three counts on Saturday
morning. All right. And do you have any idea what that number might be?
Well, last year's count, we actually counted 146 white squirrels. Now, that may sound small, but you have to remember, you know, there are some areas that we don't get to. Some of the squirrels might not be out for you to count. So we know that the squirrels are moving outside of the downtown area. You know, there was a lot of old neighborhoods before that have all the old, you know, the large trees, and that's where they were housed. But as Olney is prospering and continuing to grow, the trees are being cut down, and so the squirrels are moving out. And so what we're trying to do this year is to expand our count a little bit. So, you know, when you drive here, living here almost all my life, I know that the count is up. And so even though I know that we actually counted 146 squirrels, I believe there's somewhere at least 300. You know, you have to look at the statistics, and then you can guesstimate how many squirrels you actually mm-hmm. have.
Well, thanks very much, Gwen Gassman.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
Gwen Gassman of the Olney, Illinois Chamber of Commerce. The town will not only be counting its albino squirrels this weekend, but celebrating the 100th anniversary of its first white squirrel sighting. And did I mention, Ms. Gassman actually owns a furry white squirrel costume.